Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419 to 525. M.R., Number 462, 1883, General Conference Session. I want to say, brethren and sisters, that this conference, the Bible studies and other meetings, and all indeed connected with the conference, has been one of deep interest to me. And I feel very grateful to God that I have enjoyed these meetings as I never have any meetings of the kind before. I know that we have had the presence and the blessing of God in our midst. And as we are about to separate, and our ministers will go to their different positions of labor, the question arises, shall we meet again? Shall all of us ever meet again in conference? Probably not. We may never all assemble in meeting again as we are here today. In this morning's meeting, as we were listening to the testimonies born here, and as the last hymn was sung, "When shall we meet again, meet ne'er to sever?" I almost forgot myself. My mind reached over to the other shore, to the time when there will be a grand meeting in the city of God around the great white throne, and the redeemed will be singing there of triumph and of victory, and of praise to God and to the Lamb. Well, now, it brought such a solemn, sweet feeling upon me. It softened my heart, and I could not prevent the tears from flowing. Oh, what happiness we shall enjoy, gathered round about that throne, clothed in the white robes of the righteousness of Christ. No more sorrow, no more separation, but to dwell in peace, to dwell in happiness, to dwell in glory throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. What a happy, happy company we may be. Well, I am happy to say this is the very best conference I ever attended in my life. It has been a feast to my soul from beginning to end. And when there is a prospect that my brethren will go into the fields that they may work in every branch in every way, why, I have felt a spring of joy that was greater than I could express. Released, November 10th, 1975.